Let's go. Bam. And you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. I'm broad. Come on, everybody. I'm broader than Broadway. Chaos into it. Yes, I'm broad. Said I'm broad. Said I'm broader than Broadway. And I'm not making myself any smaller for anybody anymore. Or diddling myself. That's right. And you know what time it is? It's that time again, baby. Your sauce will mix with ours and will make a good goulash, baby. What time is it? Ice cream. Oh, thank you. It's time for Get Wood with your pal, Jess Wood. Hello, everyone. Hello, my loves, my friends who are lovers, my lovers who are friends, and future. Hi, everyone. Ice cream. Thank you. Oh, here on Earth. I don't know. Oh, ice cream. That rose smells good. Oh, shit. If you know what I'm doing right now, if you get that reference, I'm so sorry that you and I are also addicted to the TikTok. That's right. I said the TikTok. I'm keeping it old, okay? Let's keep it fucking real. I see you, real motherfuckers out there. Yeah, that's right. We're not staying small anymore. Do you understand me? We're being our biggest selves. Be your biggest fucking self. No more apologizing. Okay. Do what you need to do. But love your shit more than you could possibly imagine how much you could love your shit. Listen, a lot of us were raised, most of us were raised like ashamed of our shit, you know? Where we should be really proud of it and feel really a lot bigger than we act like we do. I know. I'm getting right into it. All right. Hi. Welcome to Get Wood. My name's Jess Wood. And I'm your pal. Hopefully by the end of this, if you're not pals with me yet, you will be pals with me. Or maybe you won't like this at all and you'll turn it away and you'll say, I don't fucking like what that lady has to say. Whatever it is, it's your choice, right? Remember when women had a choice? I'm talking about our fucking... Anyway, gosh, she's rather intense this morning. Hi, hello, my gorgeous, the smart, deep fuckers who follow this show, who watch me, who talk to me, who send me the DMs, who send me the stories, I just have to say, I love you all so much. And it's not even a bullshit love because I know a lot of you because I interact with you, or maybe I've even met you in real motherfucking life. IRL, kids. Right now, I'd like to say happy heavenly birthday to my boy, Case. King Case. If you know me, you know. Case was my boyfriend from when I was 14 years old. We met at the Renaissance Fair. He lived in Venice. I lived in Santa Monica. We both were very much abandoned by our people. Raised by single parents, very much abandoned by them. I lived in a hotel room. He lived in a room in Venice. But anyway, at the Renaissance Fair, 14 years old, we fell in love. First loves. Yeah. Then he broke up with me because he said I lived in a fantasy world. Hey, fucker, we met at the Renaissance Fair. Huzzah. Anyhow, cut to 2015. Remember 2015 when everyone was getting in trouble? Like divorces were really happening because people were reconnecting with people from high school on Facebook. Like they were like, ooh, saw a picture of you. You've aged really well. Ooh, so have you. Ooh, let's get divorced and get together. How much shit was happening then? That was happening then. Okay, you follow, you little ADHD bitch. I reconnected with Case. Case and I reconnected, completely fell madly in love. Having not seen or talked to one another for decades, grown up, gone through the same shit, like as grown ups. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Like parallel lives, like the relationships that we had been in. Oh, so struggling. Heroin was a problem for both of us. How could you have that in common? How cute. And numerous other things. And a tattoo artist. Are you kidding me? Tattoos. Okay. So he was living in Hawaii. I was living here in Brooklyn in this very room. How do you do? And we fell back in love, even harder in love than we did the first time. Hi, look at the breeze blowing the, So we fell back in love. Long story short, I was supposed to go out there and be with him because we were planning a life together. And 10 days before I got there to Hawaii, he relapsed and died. And oh my God, you guys, for real, like that shit was crazy. But here's what I'm going to tell you. And you know what? It's heavy, right? But here's what's even more kind of important. I was never future tripping and thinking about being with him when we had made the plan. I was reading a book by Joseph Campbell. Okay. Listen, I'm going to talk about pussies and I'm going to talk about Joseph Campbell. That's what I'm going to, this is the show that is that. Okay. So, you know, here we are. I was reading Joseph Campbell, the hero's journey. And you know, Joseph Campbell, all about the hero's journey. It's about death. It's about not knowing what the fuck is going to happen ever. So enjoying the moments that we have, taking advantage of the moments that we have, and not letting petty shit get us too upset because people could die like that, which is what had happened. So before he died, everybody was like, oh my God, Jessica, you're so excited to go see Case. You're so excited to go see Case. Finally, the love of your life. You guys get to be together. You haven't been together and you've been so in love. You've had this love affair over the, you know, we did over the phone. We did over the mail and even over the phone, like FaceTime. I never even popped out an areola. I think you guys have seen more flesh with me on this show than he ever saw. That's how lovely it was because both of us also had in common some rant, you know, from the adults as children, which, oh God, I'm so sorry if that happened to you also. You know, it's a real fucking traumatic situation. And I hope that you know that I understand that it makes a lot of shame in there. And we don't deserve to have all that shame. It's so stupid. Anyway, you're not stupid. We're not stupid. They're stupid fucking touching a child. Who touches a child? Get off us, you pervo. Anyway, let's get on with this situation. So Case and I were so in love. But every time someone said, hey, Jess, are you really excited to see Case? I would say, in a very Joseph Campbell type of way, we'll see. We'll see. I kept saying, we'll see. And to the point where people were like, what the fuck? We'll see. We'll see. Aren't you excited about seeing Case? Yes, of course. But we'll see, you know, what happens. And then he fucking died. And I'm not saying like, oh, I'm so whatever. That's some crazy shit right there. You know? All right. I won't go and tell you all the other things about like how he's talked to me since then. I know. Stop it. I'm not a medium. I don't claim to be, but you know, I know a couple of ladies that have that gift and they say we all have that gift. Anyway, let's continue on, shall we? Let's talk about that TikTok trend that I was fucking around with this when I first started the show. Ice cream. Anyway, rest in peace, Case. I love you. Happy birthday. Cowboy, ride to cowboy. Thank you for the hat. Oh, chili. Oh, go. Spicy. Thank you, though. Oh, and then it's like they're suspended in some sort of water or like space or something where they keep themselves like going like a doll. It's almost like they're dolls and they're like, and then anything that somebody puts on as an emoji is like money for their account. So then they react to the emoji and they act out. Oh, chili. Oh, thank you. Spicy. Oh, rose. Oh, smells so good. Ice cream. Ice cream. And it's really bizarre. I have watched it probably more than I should admit to you guys. I have a very addictive personality. Oh my God, Scrunchy, is that you? Oh my God. What else was I going to tell you about? I have this huge list of things. I'm very, I'm just tripped out by the TikTok challenges that happen. I feel like people really need to have more to do. People don't, it's like they don't vote, but they'll go and do like, they'll send a chili dog to a lady on TikTok to do chili dog, spicy, but thank you. Because it's a control thing. I read about it and they say that the whole trend is about controlling people and sending them like what to do. you know? So they have to do what you send them because it's money. So it's like an OnlyFans kind of, but like bam, 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 like for the ADD, right? If you have a better explanation of what that is. I mean, I read about it. Did you even know about it? It's so weird. Okay. So I'm a little out of it because, and my nose is stuffed up. I don't know. If you've never watched, you don't know. You're like, who's this stuffy nose bitch? I am usually quite clear. And what had happened was I got my ears washed. Have you guys ever had that? Have you ever had your ears washed? Like, I mean, power washed. I mean, so I've had this thing since I'm a little kid, like, that my ears get really clogged. I don't know about you. I know it's nasty. It's nasty. If you can't handle talk of earwax right now, you might want to go like 20 seconds, 30 seconds. You know me. That means a minute or two. Anyway, see, I'm stuffy because it's the ENTs, baby. It's the ear, nose, and throat. I know it's sexy. Don't let me start up on my fucking nose and ear talk. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that ear douche. You know it, baby. Clean that shit up, out, and out of there. So I used to go every year when I lived in New York before I moved out west again. And that means I hadn't gone in almost 7 years to get it washed. And my shit is like, anyway, I don't know what it is. No one's ever been able to say, like, what it is. I think it's, like, a protection that I've had since I was little that, like, because they were screaming so much over my face and head and things were being thrown around. Like, my mom tells me, she's, like, proud to tell me some story about, and then I threw a full coffee pot of hot coffee in a glass pot at Bryce's head. You know, the guy I think is my dad. And I go, oh no. And she goes, yeah, it crashed on the wall behind him. Oh dear. Well, where was I? I asked. And she goes, Jesse, this isn't about you. I know, right? I know. It wasn't. Anyway, happy new moon. So my ear evacuation, it was so gnarly. I had to go to the urgent care. To the urgent care. Have you ever gone? Thank God the state insurance that I have covers. You guys, I am so fucking lucky. I was like, no way. And they were like, yeah, see you later. And I was in there for hours because they had to keep putting those drops in. Ew. They had to try to melt that shit out of my ear. Come on. Ew. The wax, the buildup. Okay, do you remember the South Park? Long time ago. Remember when South Park first started and they had that one, the nurse with the fetus growing out of her neck or something? Do you remember? Like, she has, like, do you remember that? And there was like a song and everything about it. Anyway, yeah. So, I don't know how to put this gently. He took an instrument like the Operation, you remember that game where if you touch the side, you know, you touch the side of the body, that you had to take like a bone out of the body. So he took like a big old tweezer instrument after he had been like washing the ear, and the ear wasn't budging. Whatever was in there was not budging. And I thought to myself, you know, I've been in different altitudes. I've been to sand. I've been to beach. I've been to river. I've been to cough. I've had jizz on my face. Excuse me. Oh my God, that's a deep cough. Do you see how it's gotten me? This is from the ear evacuation. What he pulled out of my motherfucking ear. Like, if you had a fetish about this, I could have made money on this. I'm not going to tell you in detail what it looked like, but I will say that I asked him if he would like to take a picture for his colleagues, to show his colleagues. Yeah. Let me take a sip of water. Mm-hmm. That's disgusting. Anyway, I was very grateful. And then I felt like a totally different person. Like, I felt like I had given birth, you know, to a wax baby. And like an alien wax baby. Yeah. Like, I was like, All right. So anyway, then all of a sudden it was like he pulled a plug inside of, I know people are leaving. I'm sorry. But it's like he pulled a plug on my head and then everything just has been draining out. So, hi. Anyway, the Kleenex Corporation is quite I should take stock. I should get stock in the Kleenex Corporation just for these last few days. I know. Stop it, you guys. I know. It's a cute story. Oh, dear God. But it has to do with self-care and shit. That was hard to do. And I did it. And I was rewarded because I didn't have to pay. And then I'll end it. But let me tell you something. The fucking doctor, he called me the next day. Yeah, to check on me. Are you fucking kidding me right now? Oh my God, what nice man. I told my Aunt Vicky, you know, I have the Aunt Vicky. And my aunt goes, so you're telling me you had a mensch as a doctor. I said, yes, I did. Very lucky. Anyway, I've just been hucking and pucking, as my aunt would say. Oi, I could hear it in you. It sounds horrible. I go, yeah, thanks. That helps me feel better. So also, this week, what a week, huh, kids? I watched the Wham documentary. Wham, bam, I am a man. How horrible is that? I mean, that's horrible. I talked about disgusting earwax just now, but singing Wham to you, probably more horrible and disgusting than describing the wax, right? Here's how superstitious I was as a kid. I mean, I was a kid when those songs came out. But let me tell you something. They played them in the clubs. I was like 12, 11. I know, crazy. But in the club, the dance clubs, they didn't play them on the radio. They didn't play Wham on the radio in L.A. until like, you know, 86 or 87 or something. You know, it was later for us. We didn't get it as early. Anyway, whatever, the documentary, it was fine. It was like someone's mom made it. You know what I mean? The Wham documentary. It was like, well, I'm very proud of Andrew and George, and we're going to put together a documentary about how much these two kind of goofy guys were just sex symbols by the end of their careers. Like, I don't give a fuck. I want to hear about George Michael and the fucking bathroom visit on the Jersey Turnpike. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm sorry. Is that fucked up? I should just enjoy the joy ride that was Wham, bam. I am a man. And then bad boys stick together. Anyway, I was very superstitious whenever I used to hear those songs as a child. I would think, uh-oh, there's going to be some fucking bad luck. Let me tell you, I'm not going to mention any streaming names because we're striking and I can't name any channels that I've watched. That's my strike. I mean, I'm not subscribed to any anymore. I watch my friends. You know, if we could all just share like 5 passwords and then we could hit them where it hurts. Those greedy motherfuckers. And then all these ignorant assholes that are out there like, oh, I'm a movie star. I want more money. You motherfuckers don't even realize our union is so hard. Even just to get insurance, health insurance, you have to make $27,000 a year in our union, the Screen Actors Guild, to get health insurance. You know how hard that is for us to get? Because we're not being paid barely anything to do. For the most part, it's a lot like how the nation is. Like, there's like a very small percentage of people that are getting paid, you know, $20, $30 million, whatever. But not us, motherfuckers. Anyway, stand union strong, fools. You know how, you know, you got it. You got to stand union strong. You got to go and pick it if you can. Anyway, Wham documentary. It was nice. Sure. Oh, good for them. Good for them. You know what I mean? But when it ended, I was like, that's it? Really? That's it? I mean, God bless. They didn't take the piss, as they say. And I suppose I should be, you know, happy that someone's making a documentary that's just, like, happy. It's not even, like, a Behind the Music, for fuck's sakes. Behind the Music would be a bit fucking more raunchy, you know what I mean? Like, be, like, you know, it really tell all and fuck the scrapbooks, you know. Anyway, oh, Lord. This is, I haven't talked this much since I had my extractions. Thank you for being patient with me, my loves. I also wanted to tell you, I I have been carrying a bit of weed around with me, just a little bit. You know, if I go to visit a friend or something, I'll bring a little weed, you know. And I noticed I've been carrying my weed around in tinfoil, like I'm a drug dealer from 1987. And I'm wondering what's going on, you know, what's the regression about? I don't know. Anyway. Look it. I know, this is a mess. I may have to end early because this is just a mess. Oh, dear. Yes, you know what? I'm going to end early. I love you guys so much. I'm sorry. I just can't cough this much on the show. I just love you, and thanks for listening, and please share, and please take care of yourselves, and you know all the things I say. Don't suck a dick you don't like. Don't lick a pussy you don't like. Sorry to go short today, but I don't want to be coughing all over the place. And if you wouldn't mind, please share the show. Tag me at Get Wood. I love you guys so much. Thank you. I'm trying. This is like all... Whatever. Here goes my ride. I gotta go. I love you guys.